A lot of the people around in the community, they ask, what is that crop rate you're trying to raise there?
Callaway County farmer Tripp Furchess leans forward in his office chair as he explains why last year was the first year he planted energy sorghum and sweet sorghum.
It's easy to plant. It requires a little more tillage. It doesn't take hardly as much fertilizer as corn.
Until now, farmers like Furchess haven't invested in a crop that has a very limited market. But when biofuel research officials approached Furchess last year and paid a stipend to set aside a few acres of land to plant a small sorghum crop, he was hesitant but optimistic.
Out of all of our cumulative work over the last 4 years, we've identified sweet sorghum as one of the most promising crops for the region.
Pete Nelson is director of business development with the nonprofit Memphis Bioworks. Nelson's company looks for new ways to utilize already existing crops like sorghum. In this case, he wants to use sorghum as a substitute for corn in the ethanol industry. Now he's teaming up with farmers like Furchess through a network of nonprofits and Murray State University for sorghum's trial testing.
What we did starting in 2009 was look at how to grow the crop, harvest the crop, process the crop, and then develop a number of downstream products and processes with the raw materials from sweet sorghum.
So far, the trial testing for the crop has been successful, at least in the field, which prompts other industries to eye sorghum.
All of them have, at the highest level, the opportunity to make biofuels, to make plastics, to make a lot of things that we presently make out of petroleum.
Tony Brannon is dean of Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture. He wants to see sorghum become a staple biofuel in the region. Biofuels are an alternative energy product derived from crop leftovers, such as corn stalks, that can be used to generate electricity.
At the lowest level of their input, they're actually typically forage-type crops. In other words, switchgrass is a warm-season grass. It can be used for feed to livestock when cut at the appropriate height. The same with energy sorghum and to a certain extent, even with sweet sorghum.
So far, everything seems to be going well for the sorghum crop initiative. Furchess says it was even able to withstand this past summer's long drought. But there are still a few roadblocks in the way of sorghum becoming a viable crop for farmers. One is most farmers aren't able to harvest it because sorghum has to be collected and packaged with equipment most farmers don't own. The other is a current lack of a market for sorghum-based ethanol. So farmers are wary about jumping on a bandwagon. But according to Pete Nelson of Memphis Bioworks, the future of sorghum may not look too different from what happened with another crop in the past century.
If you think about corn in the 1940s, 1930s, it was about 30 to 40 bushels an acre. And then we started developing hybrid technology, some of the genetics. You know, you can get crop yields for corn as high as 300 bushels in an acre. We're right at the beginning of that with sorghum.
As for farmer Tripp Furchess, he says he would be willing to grow the crop again so long as there is a market and someone is willing to pay. For WKMS News, I'm John Walker.